and it's one with an old but timeless story. It is Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Now, our listeners will know that we here at CBC Radio read a version of A Christmas Carol at the Alex Goulden Hall every year, and we'll do so again in December. But the artistic director of the Belfry Theatre, Michael Shimada, decided Victoria needed to see a stage version as well, and he has his own version of the classic tale to offer us. I found out more from Michael Shimada and Scrooge over the weekend at a new event called Belfry Before Play.
Well, it's a play that I have a long history with. So on top of that, I love the story. It's a story that moves me on a daily basis when we're in rehearsal. It's magnificent.
What was your first encounter with it?
My first encounter with Christmas Carol... I was going to say I'm embarrassed to say, but I'm not embarrassed to say it. There was a television special. It was Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol, and when I was a little boy, that was my first introduction to it. And Kim Harvey, who's sitting over here, who's our artist in residence this year and who's assisting me on Christmas Carol, actually handed me a copy of it the other day. She tracked it down on the net, and some of it's very much the way I remembered it, and some of it's quite different. And they certainly change a number of things, but there were many things about that I found extremely affecting, and the story came through very clearly.
I don't know if it makes you feel any better, but I love that.
I love Mr. Magoo.
I mean, really, I did.
Glad.
And maybe it's just our generation. These were the things that introduced us to it first. Now, there's all sorts of versions of A Christmas Carol. What about yours? How did you come up with your adaptation?
Well, it was 1990. I had just been appointed artistic director at Theatre New Brunswick. I wanted to do Christmas Carol there, and I read a number of versions that, for various reasons, either they were too large for us, or many of them had narrators that I didn't really want somebody standing on the side of the stage telling, and then this happened, and then we have the scene. So I decided, kind of foolishly, I guess, to do my own adaptation. And essentially, I thought all I was doing really was just taking the dialogue from the book, and the designer, John Ferguson, he and I decided early on that we couldn't compete with film and television, and therefore we wanted